no shoes upon my feet to give to you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand that love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Stand together, it's our finest hour. We can do anything, anything. Keep believing in the power of love between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Oh, yes, I do. Love can build a bridge. Love and only love. Heart and mind. Love. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? You know, how we're in relationship with ourselves, how we're in relationship with the other, and how we are in relationship with all that is. That's the greatest commandment, to love self, that you can love others, that you can know love itself, which is what we call God. Our country was created out of a bad relationship and a desire for freedom. From its beginnings, these United States have been founded and grounded in the ideas and ideals of freedom. Our very Declaration of Independence set forth that we would break apart from and create anew a nation that would be founded on equality, that would be founded on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, ideals and aspirations that would be our very foundation. But as is often the case, there's some distance between an idea and the realization of that idea. And so it is here that even as this Constitution, this Declaration was set forth and was signed, our country still practiced slavery. It would be years, 75-ish years before that would be abolished. It would be a road, and continues to be a road, of actualizing these ideas. But you know, it speaks to me, I think there's a scripture in Philippians that speaks to this, that says, God works in you. God works in you and me to use our will and our actions in order to fulfill what is possible. The activity of God is at work in our lives, and it is through our will and through our actions that that becomes possible. And so the freedom that we pursue is in many ways a work in progress. And it begins with self. It is in relationship to all other. And it is in relationship to the God of our being. Rhoda has another song now that's going to really bring us into that place of realizing that we are all equal expressions of the one life presence.
Who here among us has not been broken? Who here among us is without guilt or pain? So oft abandoned by our transgressions, if such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made for lives like this. There are no strangers, there are no outcasts, there are no orphans of God. So many fallen, but hallelujah, there are no orphans of God. Come ye all ye weary, come and lay down your head. Come ye unworthy, you are my brother. If such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made for lives like this. There are no strangers, there are no God.
Yeah. Wow, what she said. Wow. Man, that says it. That sings it. Freedom sings. Well, we really know that when we know, not as a concept, but as an experience, as a reality, when we know our oneness with God, with love, you can't unknow it for somebody else. You see, when you really, really know it, you have to know it for all beings, even those who are sandpaper for your soul. I like to say that because it's the truth. We all have people that we don't agree with, people who really rub us the wrong way. It's not to say that we condone any and everything. It certainly doesn't say we don't have boundaries, because we should. But you can disagree and still respect. Amen? That if you look across this country, there is so much diversity. I lived on the island of Hawaii, and even on one island, there's everything from rainforest to desert. We live in a country with such diversity, and that diversity is reflected through all creation. And it's through the beautiful diversity that we come to know the full spectrum of light of all that is. May we be more perfected in our union within and without. And that calls us to look at our relationship with freedom, and it calls us to ask, where in my life do I need freedom from? Anybody need freedom from any old limiting belief? Anybody need freedom from any kind of entrappings where you just trip yourself up? Douglas Bottorff, a Unity minister and writer, says, our soul is like a wild trout that we're often attempting to stuff in a fishbowl of personality. In our quest for finding satisfaction within the artificial confines of the fishbowl, we adorn it with pretty ceramic castles and colored pebbles and some plastic greenery. And that works for a time, but soon the frustration, the divine discontent returns. So we buy a prettier castle, a bigger bowl, designer pebbles, and living greenery. It's perfect if you happen to be a goldfish, but you're not. Though we wander far into the distractions of maintaining the surface of our life, the surface image, our soul never forgets that we're a trout meant to live in the wild, wide open. And so where in our life, where in your life, is there perhaps something that's encroaching on that freedom? Where do you need freedom from something? Well, Kat's going to knock down that door for us.
Running around facing this and that, giving it up to God and then you take it back. Just release and let it go. You don't even have to think about it no more. Get out of the way.
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 Get out the way and let God do his thing. You're looking like the weight of the world's on your back. Just take a deep breath and cut yourself some slack. All that drama ain't no good for you. You could change what is if you wanted to. Get out of the way.
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 Get out of the way and let God do his thing. Thank you. about your say-so. The universe is working and the good is too. You don't plant a seed, dig it up and see if it's growing. But out of the way.
Get 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 out of the way and let God do his thing. Come on, let me hear you. Get out of the way.
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 Hey, get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way and let God do his thing. Let him do his thing, y'all.
Get out of the way. Can I tell people why you were late today? So many of you know that Kat works with the Sheriff's Department. If you didn't, now you do. She does many different things. And she sent me a text and was running late this morning. And when she got here, she said, I got a call. Someone was trying to get into the prison that wasn't supposed to be in there. I said, you mean somebody was trying to get out? She said, no, somebody was trying to get in. And she said they were pretending to be clergy. They obviously don't believe in karma. But I was thinking about that, you know, sometimes when you think you've got, okay, freedom from, but then there's these little things that just keep trying to sneak back and creep back in. You ever notice that you overcame something and then it just seems to come up again and you're like, how did that happen? I thought we've been there, done that, buried that, only for your soul to say, ha, 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 it was buried alive. There's more to be, you know, revealed and transcended there. And that leads us to really begin to look at, we're dancing with freedom, and it's our responsibility to know those times and places where we need freedom from things. And that opens the door of freedom too. You know, we're so blessed. We really should take time today to think about the blessings in this country. I remember going to Mexico and just seeing the beauty and the poverty of the place. And someone talked me into zip lining in Mexico. and there was a line of us, and the first person, they gave them some gloves and a little stick. And so they held the gloves and held on, and they slid down, and they used a stick to pull and stop themselves. And then when it was my turn, they gave me those same gloves and that same stick, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm an American where we have warnings against things like this. You know, this would never be allowed. and we take so many things for granted. COVID. How many of you have more toilet paper in your house than you did 2 years ago? How many of you are forward thinking and have a little water in there too somewhere? You know, there's so many things that we have freedom to do. There are many countries that a female cannot stand in front of an audience like this. There are many countries where you do not have the freedom to question your government, to protest. You do not have the freedom to speak, to put something on Facebook, basically whatever you want to put out there. There's so many freedoms that we have. But beyond that is the truth and the recognition that we are spiritually free, that we really are an expression of all that is. Truly free, and how that when we come together, we can support one another in creating the consciousness and the ways of being that help us create that right relationship with freedom, freedom from and freedom to. This week, a friend, a colleague of mine, Reverend Kirk Condra, was sharing this. He said a friend of his had worked really hard at non-attachment, and she just paid off her car. The very same week she paid off her car, she was driving behind a truck and some paint fell out. And it's the kind of orange paint that they used, orange fluorescent paint, like they paint the roads. And she said, let's just say she got a free unwanted custom paint job on her freshly paid off car. And she said her reaction was very unspiritual. There was no way to say it, but just very unspiritual. And she realized, yeah, she did still have some attachments. But what she did that same week, she happened to be meeting with her prayer partners, and she told them about it. And what began to happen is they each began to share times that they too had been unduly attached to something, that they too had let their ego get the best of them, and that they're dancing between that freedom from and freedom to. And when we are in that place of being willing and able to catch ourselves and to realize that we're not alone, Rhoda's going to sing another song with us that speaks to that. And it says somebody out there is watching. But you know, in unity, we think about God as beyond us, God as beside us, and God as being us. We think of God as being found in the tip of the iceberg. God is found below the tip into the surface of the iceberg, and that God is the ocean to which the iceberg belongs. And so however we word it, the point is for you to be able to be in relationship with that presence, which is the portal of your freedom. Somebody out there is watching.
lights in the sky above us, I can feel it all around. It's hard to see it, but I do believe that there are angels are looking down. 'Cause I believe somebody's out there watching. Somebody's out there watching. I believe. Somebody's out there watching. Somebody's out there watching over me.
Wow, Rhoda, thank you. Somebody is out there watching, and somebody's watching from within. In our relationship with freedom, we look at the foundation of freedom, which is our very nature, love, God, unity of consciousness. We look at freedom from, we look at freedom to, and then freedom within and without. As I said earlier, I really don't believe a person can truly abide in spiritual freedom and not want and need the same thing for everyone else. That there is, you know, in this life, there's a sense of joy unspeakable. There's this also a sense of sadness and bittersweet, because until all are free, none are truly free. Until all are awake and living from that being awake, then there's a part of us that is still very much connected to that sense of loss. And it's normal to dance in that space, to feel that ecstatic joy, and to also be deeply aware of what it feels like to be unenlightened. Someone asked me last week, they said, if the nature of enlightenment is simplicity, then why in the world is it so difficult to accomplish? And I've been sitting with that question. If the nature of enlightenment is simplicity, why is it so difficult? And I believe it's this, because the nature of unenlightenment is very difficult. It's very painful. And that this life is about a waking up and a continually opening to that. There is a book that's titled Bury the Chains. It's a narrative story of the late 18th and early 19th centuries about the anti-slavery movement in the British Empire. And in this book, Bury the Chains, what really struck me is how this all started. It started in an English tavern with 12 people having a conversation. 12 people at the time who had an honest, candid conversation because one of them knew a slave, a former slave. And these white-skinned people in this tavern at that time in 1780s started talking about, what if that were our plight? Why are we who we are? And they began to realize that there was no way they could not do something. And so the person that sort of rose to the leader of that group is Thomas Clarkson. And what they decided to do is they met with some former slaves and got to know them, got to know their families, got to know their story, got to know their losses. And these 12 individuals led by Thomas Clarkson, what they would do is get on their horses every week. They'd make some time to travel out and take some of the former slaves with them, and a small group would go, and they would go into the households of other people. And they would say, can we have a candid conversation with you? Can we allow you to meet these people and hear their story? And that went on for a number of years, but do you know that when a groundswell, you know, never in the course of history has the majority of people stood up and said, let's do the right thing. But there's always been a critical mass that has stood up and said, we cannot not do the right thing. And that consciousness and that which it comes from is so powerful that it begins to manifest those ideas. And so word began to spread. More and more people began to do this same thing. And what happened is this group of people united with a Quaker community, the Quaker church. The Quakers have always been instrumental in bringing about social change. And this group of people, over a period of time, got Parliament to pass a law that outlawed slavery in the whole of the British Empire. And it started with a conversation that says, what is freedom within unless it is freedom without? What is freedom for me unless I am standing up for the ideas of freedom for all? And that's, to me, a very powerful and a very beautiful thing. And so I want to share with you a poem, the final poem from Cheryl Sawyer. Cheryl wrote this poem about our nation when 9/11 happened. And she said, as the soot and dirt and ash rained down, we became one color. As we carried each other down the stairs of the burning building, we became one class. As we lit candles of waiting and hope, we became one generation. As the firefighters and police officers fought their way into the inferno, we became one gender. As we fell to our knees in prayer for strength, we became one faith. As we whispered or shouted words of encouragement, we spoke one language. As we gave our blood in lines a mile long, we became one body. As we mourned together the great loss, we became one family. As we cried tears of grief and loss, we became one soul. As we retell with pride of the sacrifice of heroes, we become one people. We are one color, one class, one generation. We are one gender, one faith, one language, one body. We are one family, one soul, one people. We are the power of one. We are united. We are America, and we are the world. Still let that sink in. I am free. I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. I am free, I am unlimited right now. I am free, I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. I am free. Oh, to know joy, ecstasy. To know the feeling of joy beyond abandonment, joy beyond censorship, joy beyond self-consciousness. To know joy. To know joy is to know the essence of your soul. It is to know the echo that is imprinted in your very being that says, it is well with my soul. To know joy is to know your true nature. To know joy is to know yourself beyond time or space or boundary or being. To know joy is. And in order to know joy in physical form, automatically creates the capacity to know what it feels like to feel the absence of joy. To know what it feels like to feel heavy, to feel sad, to feel lost perhaps. For you cannot truly in this dimension know the fullness of anything without understanding what the absence of that would feel like. And it is that which builds compassion, for true compassion is rooted in gratitude and in joy, in a sense of connectedness. But true compassion must therefore also recognize what it feels like to be outcast, disconnected, separated, apart. Today we anchor into true spiritual freedom. To know that we have been created to use our will and our action, our will and our ways, to bring forth the potential of our nature, the potential of God manifest as us. So today we open to the joy of freedom, to bear witness to what it means, and to be impassioned, knowing that our life's purpose, a part of our life's purpose, is to create that space for all beings, that space of feeling supported and loved and free, that space of being acknowledged and recognized and celebrated, that space that is equality, for it sees itself in all things. Where in your life are you being called to create freedom? Through being freed from something. Whatever you need to release, just lovingly send it out into this room, out through the windows, to the beautiful trees to be recycled through the earth. Release and let go. What do I need to be free from? And now, what do I need to be free to do, free to be? What is calling me, and I can feel it, and I know it, and I am ready to step into that. Free to. What is that for you? And may we remain in right relationship with freedom within and freedom without.
So we are free, we are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free, we are unlimited right now. We are free, we are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free, we are unlimited right now.
And a commitment to freedom requires continually, continually going back and asking those questions. What do I need to be free from? What do I need to be free to? How is that calling me? A few Sundays ago, Michael Winter came up to me after the service and shared this with me. He said that his grandmother told the story of wanting to go to Hawaii. And finally got the trip, the opportunity to go to Hawaii. And when she first arrived in the airport, she stopped the first person she saw, and she said, "I'm so excited to be here. I've always wanted to come. And so could you tell me, what is the correct way to say it? Is it Hawaii or Hawaii?" And the person said, "Hawaii." And she said, "Oh, thank you so much." And the person said, "You're welcome." And when he told me that, I thought, you know, isn't that such the path of life that just when you think you got the answers, you're welcome. Well, which is it again? Our pursuit with freedom sometimes feels a little bit like that. Just when you think you have found your way, perhaps the road to freedom doesn't feel as clear at that moment. We're here as a community to support one another, to remember that we are free in spirit and that we're created to be free in truth. So one more time. We are free. We are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free. We are unlimited. Right now. Enjoy this beautiful day and take some time to really appreciate our freedoms and what it means for each and every one of us.